Good afternoon. A weak disturbance is passing through the region today with little or no precipitation. There'll be a mix of sun and clouds as this clipper moves through, and the breeze will pick up out of the west as we get deeper into the afternoon. Temperatures, as a result, will reach the middle to upper 40s for afternoon highs. Another low-pressure wave in the lee of the Rockies will pick up moisture from the Gulf of Mexico as it tracks through the plains and into the mid-Mississippi Valley overnight tonight. Well out in advance of this low, clouds will thicken here and light snow and rain will arrive in the pre-dawn hours as temperatures drop back toward 32. There could be an inch or two of snow on the ground for the morning drive tomorrow across parts of the Adirondacks into the Champlain Valley. During the day tomorrow, the storm will gain strength as it travels up the Ohio Valley to a position north of Philadelphia by tomorrow evening. On this track, enough mild air will be in place so steady precipitation will fall mainly in the form of rain from roughly I-90 and points south. Temperatures in these locations will surge up toward 40 degrees. Immediately north of I-90, there'll be a mix of rain and snow during the daylight hours, with temperatures hovering in the lower to mid-30s. In the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, all snow will fall through the day, with highs in the 20s and lower 30s. As the storm tracks across the lower Hudson Valley and through southern New England tomorrow evening, a northerly wind component will develop and temperatures will drop quickly. This will transition precipitation over to all snow from northwest to southeast during the evening hours. There'll even be a period of freezing rain and sleet during the changeover. The quicker this transition takes place, the more snow will add up as it will persist into the overnight hours. Temperatures will plummet overnight into the single digits and lower teens by Thursday morning, supporting all snow. The snow will gradually wind down early Thursday as the storm lifts out over the Atlantic. It'll be a very windy and much colder day. Storm total accumulations will range from 10 to 18 inches in the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont to a coating up to 2 inches in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Along and north of the I-88 corridor into the Lake George Glens Falls area and parts of southern Vermont, 5 to 10 inches of snow can be expected. For the Greater Capital District, the Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires, and also I-90 east into central New England, 2 to as much as 5 inches of snow will fall. Highs will only be in the teens and lower 20s. On Friday, we'll have a break with a mix of sun and clouds, and temperatures will bounce back into the 30s. And with another disturbance moving through on Saturday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain and snow showers, but highs pushing up into the lower 40s. Behind that disturbance, windy and colder again on Sunday in the lower 30s for highs with a mix of sun and clouds, and high pressure will bring us mostly sunny skies, but a cold day for St. Patrick's Day with highs staying in the middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued for the Chicago area for tonight and tomorrow. That same storm that'll affect us will first move through the Midwest. Heavy snow, 4 to 8 inches in Chicago, along with winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour, will produce near blizzard conditions. If you have travel plans into or through Chicago, you may consider leaving early today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Imperial and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 4 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 50s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 42 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 70 set in 1977, and the record low 10 below zero in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening 6:57 p.m., 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy with snow developing late at night tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with rain showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with snow and rain developing late tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy with rain showers developing late tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Cloudy with snow and rain developing late tonight and the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, all rain in the southern part of the area. In the midsection, a mix of rain and snow in the morning with all snow to the north. A transition to all rain for the southern two-thirds of the area while the northern part stays all snow. Gradually through the day, temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 30s, even near 40 degrees in southern parts. Then later in the day and at night, a transition toward much colder air as the wind picks up and becomes gusty out of the northwest, and any mixed precipitation will change to sleet, freezing rain, and all snow during the overnight hours. Temperatures will drop off into the single digits and teens. Light snow will persist into the early morning hours on Thursday, then wind down with increasing afternoon sun. It'll be very windy and much colder through the day, with highs only in the teens and lower 20s. Friday will bounce back to the mid-30s with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and a gusty south wind. On Saturday, a few rain and snow showers in the lower 40s. Windy and turning colder again on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, 32, and only in the 20s on St. Patrick's Day despite mostly sunny skies. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.